Welcome to this podcast on the FCCS, the Functional Communication Classification System. I'd like to welcome my guest, Katie, this afternoon, who's going to tell us about some research on this topic. Katie, would you like to introduce yourself a little bit more and tell us about the title of your research?
So my name's Katie Keynes. I am a speech pathologist and the co-developer of the Functional Communication Classification System, the FCCS. Our paper, titled The Reproducibility and Validity of the FCCS for Young Children with Cerebral Palsy, is published in the July 2021 issue of DMCN.
Fantastic. And so, Katie, can you tell our viewers a little bit about what was currently known on this topic and what led you to do this particular type of research?
So the FCCS is one of three communication classifications in current use for children with cerebral palsy. The Viking speech scale classifies motor speech function, whereas the FCCS and the communication function classification system classify everyday communication skills. So all three contribute to a holistic understanding of communication performance. The FCCS has been shown to be valid and to be reliable for children with cerebral palsy aged 4 to 18 years of age. Papers can be sourced from the October 2015 and the July 2019 DMCN issues. For this study, we wanted to examine the application of the FCCS with younger children with cerebral palsy aged 2 or 3 years.
That's fantastic. You're congratulated to be involving younger children in research, because that's always a challenge, isn't it? So can you tell the viewers a little bit about what your study involved?
So we examined the level of agreement between a SLP and a parent using the FCCS, so looking at their FCCS ratings, as well as the relationships between a child's FCCS rating and their everyday communication performance, or we can also describe that as pragmatic function, their motor classification, their expressive communication mode, and associated impairments.
That's a great range of assessments to be looking at. And so can you tell your viewers, what did you find?
So there were similar and different results compared with the FCCS testing for older children. So we're excited that the excellent agreement between parent and SLP raters continued for the younger children, as well as the excellent correlation between a child's FCCS rating, their intellectual function, and their pragmatic function, as assessed by the language use inventory, the LUI.
So if people are not that familiar with the LUI, can you tell us a little bit more about that assessment item?
So the LUI is a standardized assessment which focuses on everyday communication performance and development between the ages of 18 months and 4 years of age. Now, nearly all children rated as effective communicators in our study, so FCCS levels 1 and 2, demonstrated typical everyday communication function for their age, as assessed by the LUI.
That's fantastic. And so you mentioned before that there were some similarities and some differences in your results for the younger children compared to older children. So could you tell us a little bit, first of all, about the similarities?
So we also found an excellent correlation with expressive communication mode, which was similar to what we found with the older children. Unsurprisingly, effective communicators in this study, so children rated at FCCS levels 1 and 2, use speech as their primary expressive mode. Over a third of children in this study were learning to use or needing augmentative or alternative communication strategies for communication. So it would be important to review their FCCS rating on a regular basis, especially as their experience and competence with AAC develops.
That's very important, isn't it? Because they go through quite a developmental period with that. So I wonder, could you tell us a bit about the differences between younger and older children?
So we found for younger children, the FCCS had a weaker correlation with manual ability, but a stronger correlation with gross motor function and vision. So the majority of children in this study presented with milder restrictions in both gross and fine motor function, so GMFCS and Minimax levels 1 and 2, which may have influenced those findings. The presence of visual impairment in young children correlated with less effective communication skills. So this really highlights the need for early intervention to adapt and to augment interactions to support a child's communication and social development.
Couldn't agree more. Early intervention is what we're all aiming for. So taking all of this into account, what do you think would be the most important take-home message for the viewers today?
Well, I guess the study demonstrates that the FCCS is both valid and reliable for young children with cerebral palsy, so children aged 2 or 3 years. And this adds to the existing evidence that we have to use the FCCS across the age span from 2 years to 18 years of age for surveillance, for research, or for clinical applications. And another thing to think about is to regularly assess or to regularly review a young child's FCCS rating, as the number of communication partners and communication topics and communication skills expand with age, especially for those children who are learning to use AAC.
That's very good advice, and I'm sure our clinicians and researchers can take that on board. So if people watching had an interest in accessing the FCCS or in being involved in FCCS research, how would they go about contacting you for that information?
Well, firstly, to access the FCCS, it can be downloaded as an appendix with this article or with the previous articles published in DMCN. If you want to know more about our continuing research using the FCCS or would like to collaborate, feel free to contact me on my email, which is k.canes@uq.net.au.
Thank you, Katie. That's terrific to know.